And welcome once again to the Other Movie Guys. You're with Arne and Trace. How is everyone?
Good. Good. What's on the cards, mate?
What's on the cards this month of beautiful May 2020? Autumn down here in the Great Southern Land. And we have a great Southern boy, Chris Hemsworth in Extraction.
Yeah.
It's a good little flick for ISO, I think.
You know what? I'm willing to give this movie like a lot of wiggle room, as opposed to, because let's face it, I didn't have to go anywhere. I didn't have to pay $20 for a movie ticket. I didn't have to fucking put on pants, you know. So because this movie sort of afforded me some wiggle room, I'm willing to afford it some wiggle room. And yeah, this one actually was a little bit more surprising than I thought.
Yeah, I definitely agree. When I originally saw it, a classic action film, I'm like, oh my God, how are we even going to make this potable to the people? I mean, there are a few tropes in this film, but it also has a lot of other subtle elements that I quite enjoyed. You know, let's set the scene on. Let's set the scene about Extraction.
So what we're looking at is, it takes place in India, and there's this, the number one drug lord's son, Ovi.
Yep.
He gets kidnapped, and then that's when we sort of enter in Tyler Rake, played by Chris Hemsworth. And
Hunky Hemsworth.
Yeah.
With his classic Aussie. He's very Aussie in this, isn't he? Yeah, he's Ocker. He's Ocker to the max.
With the original accent, they kept his sort of native tone.
Yeah.
But Tyler Rake, bad name.
But I like Rake, though. I like his last name, Rake.
In one of the scenes, he actually kills one of with the henchmen with a rake. That's so right. Subtlety might not be the way.
Yeah.
And so he plays, you know, Big Chad Alpha Thundercock. Just coming in and just stacking brown bodies up.
100% left and right.
And now the story itself is that, and it's actually really bare bones. As well as the characterization is kind of like, it's very at the bare minimum. It's just enough so the action doesn't feel like hollow. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I guess so. Like, again, it is an action flick, and there is a bit to the few characters that are in this film, but you're right. They're the strings that are slowly pulling it across.
Yeah, like the story and the character is basically just like a vehicle to drive these action sequences, which is like done really, really well.
Really well. Some of the chase scenes I quite enjoyed, which I generally don't, and especially the shaky cam moments, which you know my hatred for the shaky cam.
While watching it, I was like, oh, there's a bit of shaky cam. He's going to say something.
But I really felt a part of the action scene, these chase scenes, because it was quite a low down sort of shaky cam, and it moved really well. I don't know how they did those shots.
It moved like you were sort of running alongside the character, and your eyes were, because it would actually focus on where it needed to focus and shake where it was okay. And a lot of the times movies, they do the shaky cam, but they forget what it's like to be a person caught up in that moment where they overuse it to create that sense of excitement and adrenaline.
Exactly.
But when you overuse it, the audience can sort of lose focus. But this one, you always, with action scenes that are really energetic and kinetic as this, it's impressive that you never lose focus. Like, you always understand where everybody is, the geometry and the physics of everything, you know?
Definitely. And they are really great choreographed fight scenes. Like, they didn't feel fake or over the top. I mean, there was a few moments where he kicks the guy into the brick wall. Like, you're like, oh, well, I mean, that's humanly impossible. But again, those moments, it was fun, though.
I love how he's like what? Like a meter taller than everybody. He's just like a mammoth beast. This 2 meter, 100 kilo guy just beating the shit out of these malnourished Indian henchmen.
You know what? It was another great fight scene which made me laugh was when that gang of youths come and attack him, and he's just like pimp slapping them left,
but
right.
Like, that's such a good scene, because at the start I thought it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, this is weird. And but the whole time, if you watch it, the whole time he's sort of fighting these kids, he's got this like sort of confused look on his face, like he does not know what to do. he's caught in this situation, but it's sort of like aggressively shot.
Yes.
There's a certain aggression to his fight sequences. And I'm like, man, you're gonna treat the orphans from Aladdin that badly, you dick. It's just like fucking filthy street rats.
But whenever it does come to children in this film, he is very lenient, you know. Yeah. He's not gonna try and kill them unless,
and obviously
he has to.
There's a big sort of reason for that.
Exactly, which know. I guess we'll delve a bit deeper
yeah,
into.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
I'd like to talk about the setting of this film. It's so nice and original to see that, like, a third world country is not used purely as a war scene.
Yeah.
But sort of is part of the film. And I really liked, you know, being in, like, Dhaka in Bangladesh and, like, seeing these places. And also the use...
Filmed on location. Everything's...
Filmed on location. Really
filmed
great,
on
man.
Location. Although, slight peeve is that you didn't have to tint it yellow, like, when they were, like, doing the Indian scenes.
Yeah, yeah.
You, probably the camera could have stayed away. Like, you could have had a natural filter.
Yeah,
and that
yeah.
would be fine. But just, that's just me being a dick about it.
Yeah, like, and that's the other thing. I don't know if they sort of Hollywooded it up a bit more, but yeah, I really enjoyed that. And also the use of, like, going from English and also to Bengal and stuff like
yes.
that was really nice to have some subtitles there to read.
I was about to say that. Like, that was one of the things I enjoyed. Having the native sort of actors speak in their own language
exactly.
without having some bullshit excuse like, you need to practice your English.
Yeah, yeah. It was really refreshing, you know? Man, you know?
Yeah, and it was good.
It was nice to see, like, those two cultures sort of not clashing with one another, but sort of really opening and fleshing out the characters as they went through.
So so characterization-wise...
Tad weak, tad tropey, but I guess it has to be because it's just a pure action flick, right? Although we could say that Tyler Rake has this underlying theme of, for me, it was he hadn't quite come to terms with, like, his son dying,
yeah.
obviously.
Yeah.
And that's, with the ending, it really ties in well with him.
With the start as well.
With the start as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, see how he jumps into the...
Yes,
yeah.
of course.
And then there's that metaphor that that kid...
What
makes,
was the river? I can't even remember,
about,
man.
You don't drown by falling into the river. You drown by staying submerged.
Letting it
submerge.
So
it's a bit of a metaphor for how Tyler's sort of outlook on life. But that's getting too deep.
Too deep, yeah.
That's
for
way too
it's
deep
action classic.
For what this movie is. And this movie knows what it is. It doesn't take itself too seriously. Chris Hemsworth is very likable. He's very charismatic. And it's, not to be a dick about it, but it's probably the best dramatic performance I've seen him do.
I think so too. Because I was expecting sort of like a Thor, like
yeah.
Uber God guys coming through. But he was quite humble in a lot of circumstances.
Yeah, and... you know, some of the performances really drove some emotion out. Like,
yeah,
there was
definitely.
A pinkiness in his voice.
Yep.
I think there was some lull moments he had with the kid. It's like, this. My personal preference would have been, I wish they kind of leaned Chris Hemsworth's character into the more than 80s and 90s action, one-quip, funny liners, have that sort of satirical...
wall
edge
there.
To him.
Yep.
Just to give, because if you're not going to spend that much time on characterization, just to give him like that extra edge, that extra layer. So say for instance, he's got that cynic, the comedic cynic side.
Yeah.
And underneath that is a very, very efficient killer. And driving all that is obviously the rage he feels from him abandoning his son.
Yep.
And he's just looking to catch a bullet. And that's what makes him such a good killer. And being such a good killer, that's what makes him such a good cynic.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
you know, you could have those extra layers and that would have easily built more characterization.
But do you reckon that would have just added to the trope
yeah,
back
yeah.
there? It would have just sort of lessened,
I think
his character.
The whole movie is a trope.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's a trope done well. Like, it knows what it is.
Yeah.
And it does it well.
Now, at an hour and 57, like, I feel like they could have made this easy 60 minutes or 50 minutes. Like, there's a lot of scenes not necessary. Like, having Granger, having him double-cross him was a bit, like, unnecessary, I felt.
I think it was sort of like it painted... You're looking at two sides of the same coin.
Yeah.
Two dudes that had a similar past, but one dude... you know, abandoning a certain principle and the other dude. I mean, like, you could sympathize with what both they're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, this, he can't kill this kid.
Yeah.
Spoilers. But at the same time, the other character's like, well, you know, for the greater good, you know,
it's gonna have to happen.
There's a lot on the line here. So like,
I guess it was just a clash.
Yeah, it's like a clash of the same. It's like the two evils.
Which I guess is within Tyler Rake himself. Although, but he's got the added benefit of having to protect a kid, which sort of is like a...
Because it's this kid is like sort of pulling on his emotional anchor.
Exactly.
Like the only thing that's sort of keeping him alive is this memory, and this kid is sort of tugging on it just by circumstance though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what I will say, the main villain, not Sanju, but the...
Amir.
Amir.
Yeah.
The
Bangladeshi drug lord.
The guy that's supposed to be scary, but looks like a fucking nightclub owner. Yeah, totally. You know, like...
it's weird. You don't know what drugs he sells or anything.
You don't know much about him.
He doesn't do anything evil.
He's not very intimidating or
evil thing he
maniacal.
Does kill
he's
kids.
Kind of like a rat. Yeah, like, he's kind of like... You do hate him, but he's in no way imposing. Like, I would have loved this movie to have, like, an actual level boss.
Like, where they face off.
Yeah, I would have enjoyed... I thought that's what they were going for, but instead they just went with straight NPC. This is a live-action Call of Duty.
Yeah, true.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm not going to knock on the action, because it's probably the greatest action scenes I've seen in a while.
In a long time, like, and, apart from John Wick, right?
Because I remember sort of... going into this blind, like I actually I was trying to watch Afterlife season 2 and I actually clicked on this movie and I decided just to watch it, and did that sort of car chase scene where they were doing that sort of simulated one take, and they were
so
really
great.
Really up close with the action, mate. And I was like, how the fuck did they do this? Did they have some sort of weird cabling rail technique that they would that hooked the camera onto the back of the car? And I found out later, it's just a cameraman strapped to the hood of a dune buggy.
That's right. Yeah, I'm like, are they on a moped or something?
He's
just
bold. Like, and I was like, holy shit. So even the camera guy's doing stunts? Fucking hell.
And it comes through, though, in that scene, definitely.
Yeah, and I think I was reading some of the behind-the-scenes stuff afterwards of how they did it. And at one point, they actually collided with each other.
The cameraman.
And the cameraman's legs actually went into the sort of the gap of the tire.
Oh,
and it saved him from losing his legs. And I'm like, Jesus.
That's insane.
It's insane.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Worth it.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
Very well worth it. Probably a top action sequence. Like, you can see how much effort they put in. And it's unfortunate that the only time this movie sort of comes alive is when the action kicks in.
Yeah,
and for the rest of the time, it goes back to sleepwalking.
Definitely. And every time they try and bring some emotionality to the characters, that's where you sort of like, it's not hitting home.
No. It does it on an average level. Like, it doesn't, it doesn't make the movie suffer, but it doesn't add any, it doesn't elevate the movie in any way.
Not at all.
I think you can make comparisons to this movie if you've got like a Man on Fire or John Wick itch. This movie should be able to do it for you, definitely. Although another sort of personal preference is that I wish the kid was just a little bit younger.
Do you reckon 13 was... What?
I don't know how old he was, but I think him being younger would have been better, just added to the naivety and the innocence of it all.
Yeah.
Because when we're introduced to this kid, you see India and the third world hardships that they go through.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you cut one towards this like super rich kid who's like out clubbing, drinking. He's about to smoke his first pot weed.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to...
You don't really have much sympathy for him.
Yeah, it's hard to like... He's super privileged in comparison to the backdrop that we've been shown.
Yeah.
So it's hard to sort of connect with him and try to back him in any way. So if he was just younger, man, I reckon they could have pulled through. Like they obviously they couldn't do it as well as Man on Fire, where they spent like just a large chunk of that movie dedicated to showing Dakota Fanning's character.
Yeah,
but in this way that's just a preference. They could have, because they could have easily, they didn't have to allocate any more runtime. They could have just made the kid younger. And that would have been fine.
Mm, yeah,
you know, you would have felt a little bit more.
Yeah, right.
Or am I just like...
No, good point.
Or is it just like me being a dad saying that?
Maybe, yeah. Do you feel as being a father you connected more to Chris Hemsworth's character?
Or being a dad?
Yeah.
No, I didn't connect to his character at all. What I connected to was the poor henchmen, all police officers. That was like just a bad day to show up to work.
Yeah, man.
You know, it was a fucking terrible day for them.
But
that's sort of the only comparisons I can make.
Yeah. It definitely, it's great for the male brain, isn't it? Just to watch one guy take on the whole world.
Yeah, the one man army sort of thing. And he looks, he's so good looking. I hate this fucking guy so much, man.
He looks right. Even when he's bleeding, he looks good.
Dude, he looks good in any setting. Like, he could be like a comedic, like slicked back, really well dressed, guy.
Yeah, he's got it all.
He could be a really rugged action hero. Fuck you, man.
Yeah, fuck you, Chris.
It's
Chris
like,
Hemsworth.
You know, like, because... You know, I'm sexually threatened.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I wish they did take a bit more time to elaborate on with those shitty tattoos that he had? No. Right? What are they, satanic markings or what? Like,
ooh,
far out, man.
Ooh, you're so emo. Oh, but yeah,
he's
nah.
So edgy.
I think, I don't think it is.
Yeah, definitely not. So how many dead bodies would you give this film?
Oh man, you know what, this is simply because the characterization and the story like don't really take away, they're not bad in any way, shape or form. Like, I've seen hollow action movies before.
Yeah.
Namely anything with Vin Diesel.
Yeah,
you know, I've seen that shit and it's terrible when you're watching like an action sequence and you just don't care.
Yeah.
Like, what's driving this action sequence? What's the point of this? You know, it's just to have something cool.
100%.
But like, there was a little bit more, and there was something driving the action. So you know, like 6-7.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, there are elements I really enjoy, particularly the fact that the setting was just somewhere, obviously Eastern, in India. It was really good, and the Bengali and stuff like that. But yeah. It's also lacking a fair bit. I'm with you. I was going to say 5 out of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
just
fair.
An average action film, you know?
Because it's... Oh, you know what? For an action movie... Because we're sort of judging it on the metric of action movies.
Yeah, you're right.
For an action movie, how well does it
compete?
Do its action?
Compete.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? So that's where I sort of give it a little bit more. It is a good watch.
Definitely.
Like, it's a fine watch. It's an entertaining watch. There's nothing wrong with it. And I've turned... a lot of Netflix movies off. Like, there is a lot of Netflix movies that have not seen, I've not seen the end.
There's
scene.
There's still just a tile waiting, like, there. Would, like, you like to continue watching? No, I would not.
Like
to
a 5 out
it.
Of 10 for me would be that Mark Wahlberg Spencer Confidential one.
Right.
That would be a 5 out of 10. Okay. Like, oh my God, everything is so...
It's got Eliza Schlesinger in it, doesn't it? Fucking love
but
that.
Yeah, that's where I go with that.
Okay, fair man, fair. Good point. All right, all you lovers and haters, have fun.
Sweet.